Hi, welcome back to the Divorce Collective podcast. I'm Danielle Young, family lawyer here at Collective Family Law Group. In this podcast, we talk all things separation and divorce, sharing practical advice, real life strategies, tips, and some insights to help you navigate this challenging time. Whether it's property settlement, parenting arrangements, or just understanding your options ahead, I'm here to guide you through it. Let's jump into today's episode. Thanks for joining me. As you know, I'm Danielle Young. I'm your host. I'm a senior associate here at Collective Family Law Group. I'm also a family dispute resolution practitioner over in my own private mediation practice, Danielle Young Mediations. Today on the podcast, I'm going to talk to you about changeovers. And specifically, is the police station really the best changeover place after separation? When separating families are entrenched in high conflict, it can feel like there's no safe or civil way to hand over the children. In these cases, some parents turn to police stations as a location for the changeover of the children. They do it because they believe it ensures safety and accountability. But is meeting at the police station truly the best long-term solution for families and, more importantly, for children? Why do families use police stations? Let's start with that. There are a few valid reasons why police stations might be chosen for handovers. One is perceived safety. High conflict or volatile relationships can lead one or both parties to fear for their physical or emotional safety. Second valid reason might be protection from allegations. Being in a monitored space may feel like a safeguard against false accusations being made against you. Three, court-ordered arrangements. In very rare cases, a judge might direct police station handovers as a short-term safety measure. And lack of alternatives. Without family or neutral third parties to assist, a police station may seem like the only viable option. While these reasons are understandable, completely understandable, police station changeovers are rarely ideal as a long-term arrangement. And if we think about that, I want you to think about what message are we sending to children? Handing over children at a police station sends strong visual and emotional cues, especially to a developing child who is already adjusting to the emotional turbulence of separation. While parents might choose this setting for safety, the unintended messages being absorbed by the children can be harmful to their long-term well-being. Let's unpack the messages and the hidden emotional cost that police station changeovers might bring. One, this is dangerous. A police station is synonymous with crime, danger, and authority. When children are regularly brought into place, typically associated with punishment or emergencies, it can create a sense of fear or anxiety around the family life. So why does it matter? Well, children may begin to internalize the idea that their family is unsafe, abnormal, or even bad. Over time, this can lead to heightened stress responses, anxiety, or feelings of shame, especially if they don't understand why the handover is happening in such a serious setting. Second message that children might be receiving, my parents can't even speak to each other. Oof. Using a police station often signals to the child that conflict between their parents is so intense that they can't even be trusted to be in the same space without supervision. Why does that matter, you might ask? Well, this can undermine a child's emotional security and stability. It may cause them to feel caught in the middle or responsible for keeping the peace. In high conflict separations, many children already feel torn between loyalty to each parent. So these kind of handovers can worsen that emotional burden. A third message it's sending, the police are part of our family routine. Over time, involving the police, even if it's indirectly, can normalize a sense of surveillance and tension in the child's life. Why does that matter? Children exposed to high conflict or adversarial parenting environments are more likely to struggle with emotional regulation, self-esteem issues, and difficulty forming healthy relationships later in life. The involvement of law enforcement, even if it's benign, can amplify these feelings and create long-term distrust in conflict resolution. Fourth message it might send, I should feel worried. Children are highly attuned to their caregiver's stress levels. If parents appear tense or rushed or on edge during police station changeovers, children may absorb those emotions without being able to process them. Why does that matter? Young children especially may not have the verbal skills to express their discomfort. Instead, they might act out or withdraw emotionally or develop anxiety-related behaviours like sleep disturbances, stomach aches, or academic challenges. So children need stability, not symbolic threats. At its core, a safe and child-focused changeover should aim to provide the child with a calm transition where they can feel safe, supported, and emotionally neutral about spending time with each parent. When a changeover location makes a child feel unsettled, embarrassed, or anxious, the damage can be subtle, but it can be accumulative. And the good news, there are better alternatives that promote healing, cooperation, and emotional well-being for everyone. So let me take you through a little bit of what are those alternatives to police stations. There are safer, more child-focused alternatives that promote peaceful parenting transitions, even if you're in a high-conflict separation. One, supervised changeover centres. Community-based childcare contact centres provide structured, neutral environments for changeover. Staff are trained to de-escalate tension and manage logistics. Second, mutual public places. Parks, libraries, cafes near schools can be good neutral territory if both parents can remain civil. They're less intimidating environments for children, that's for sure. Let's think about school-based changeovers. Hallelujah. Where appropriate, parents can coordinate pick up and drop off from school. It reduces the need for direct interaction between parents if they can't remain calm, can't be in the same space, highly conflict, tension, all those things. Use a support person. Having a trusted family member or a friend facilitate handovers can allow parents to avoid that contact altogether if that's an issue for them. And of course, you know, working through planned parenting plans or mediation agreements. So working with a family practitioner or a family dispute resolution practitioner in mediation to formalize those structured, safe and respectful changeover arrangements can prevent ongoing stress and conflict. There's a better way forward. If your current changeover arrangement feels tense, unsafe, or is impacting your children, there are ways to change that. Anyway, that's it for today's podcast. If you need legal advice, by all means, reach out to us here at Collective Family Law Group. If you need a family dispute resolution practitioner, reach out to me directly, and I can help you with that. Otherwise, I hope it's been a good podcast for you and gives you a little bit of food for thought. Until next time, take care and stay informed. Thank you so much for tuning into this episode of the Divorce Collective podcast. It was a pleasure having you with me here today. I hope it's helped you feel a little more informed and empowered on your family law journey. If you're looking for more resources or need some guidance tailored to your legal situation, head over to our website at collectivefamilylaw.com.au. And remember, we are here to help you move forward. Take care, and I'll catch you in the next episode.